The tech industry in Silicon Valley run on people's demands for data. The farming industry has lagged behind on this, but is starting to catch up. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck looked into one startup that's bringing data together from all over the country in hopes of helping farmers save time and money.
Farmers Business Network is kind of strange. It's funded by some big investors like T. Rowe Price and GV, formerly known as Google Ventures, but it's aimed at helping the little guy. Farmers buy into it for between $500 and $700 a year to share their data. Think seed and fertilizer prices or how well crop varieties did on their farm. In return, they get to see an aggregation of everybody else's information. Farmers like Aaron Phipps say that transparency is important.
The marketers know everything and we know nothing. We've got no point of reference when we go in to negotiate with suppliers to say, hey, this is where the market's at. We had no clue.
Phipps lives in eastern Illinois near the Indiana border. He grows corn and soybeans, and he's one of nearly 8,000 Farmers Business Network members. He used FBN's data to show his local dealer average costs for chemicals like pesticides or fertilizers and asked for something similar.
And oddly enough, that was the first year my chemical bill wasn't 10 to 15% more than I thought it was going to be.
FBN uses its data to find the best types of seed and the best prices for each region. And it says that data reveals how big seed companies were charging more in the heart of farm country, often with the highest rates in central Illinois and northern Indiana. Here's FBN's data science head, Matt Meisner.
You know, we expected there'd be differences. I think we were surprised at the magnitude and the impact that it has on growers.
Because the prices are inflated for such large areas, FBN blames companies at the very top, like Syngenta or Bayer, which merged with Monsanto last year. Harvest Public Media couldn't independently confirm FBN's findings, which said it didn't want to expose member information. We also contacted the seed companies FBN blames for price differences. Bayer didn't respond directly to questions about that, instead highlighting the technical assistance and research it provides beyond seeds and chemicals. Other seed companies pointed to the American Seed Trade Association to speak on their behalf. That association lobbies and advocates for a lot of seed companies, including, as it turns out, Farmers Business Network. Andy Levine is president and CEO of the Trade Association. He says he hasn't seen the Farmers Business Network data, but notes prices vary a lot due to when farmers buy seed or how much they buy. And he says company guarantees and trustworthiness mean something.
That seed company is evaluated by that farmer every single harvest. And if they're not delivering, that farmer's going to go somewhere else. And so there's good relationships out there for generations.
Levine says price transparency is good for farmers in the ag industry, and seed companies know it's something farmers may demand.
And I think seed companies will be ready to have that conversation. You know, as I've talked to them, and they realize that as farmers are getting additional information, I guess I don't see this as that unusual of a situation.
Farmers Business Network also had to build up trust. It even sells its own seed now, which could make some question their claims about other seed companies. But farmer Aaron Phipps said FBN's data has been solid since before they got into sales, and he still stands behind it.
I still trust the information I'm getting from them in terms of average prices and stuff, and I don't have to purchase things from them.
Phipps' main fear is that Farmers Business Network gets bought up by one of the big seed companies. But even then,
I think now that we've seen what can be done, I think the genie is out of the bottle and you can't stuff this toothpaste back in the tube.
Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.